The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Gamertag Radio. Worldwide. With your hosts, Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 1356. This is your host, Danny Pena. There's no Pete. There's no Paris. But I do have a guest here. We're going to be talking about upcoming games, and maybe a game that just came out as a demo a couple days ago. Here is from What's Good Games, and also my business partner from DNR Media Consulting, and also my wife, Rihanna Emanuel Pena. What's up, Rihanna? That was a good intro, right?
That was a great intro. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So we're actually getting ready for our trip. We're going to be out for a couple of days, but we recorded this episode right before our trip, so hopefully you guys enjoy it. And also, very quick thing. Everyone, head over right now to GamertagRadio.com. We have tons of content. I've been uploading a lot during Summer Game Fest. Also, some content from Xbox Game Showcase and also Ubisoft Forward. So make sure to go right now and listen to the interviews. Also, One of my favorite interviews that I recorded also was with WWE Hall of Famer Bree Garcia. Make sure to check it out. I've been getting a lot of great feedback about it. So thank you for everybody that's been checking out the episodes while we've been taking some time off. There's more stuff we're planning to do in the future. So also, if you guys would like to be part of our fan mail discussion, be part of fan mail, feedback, maybe you have some questions, anything, head over right now and hit us up. And this is how you contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, Ree. So I know you have a couple games that you would like to talk about. I know the past couple of days you've been on your Steam Deck playing a demo that came out. Actually, we were watching, I think it was YouTube, and there was like an interesting game that it looks like it was like from like a different planet, outer space. And you were like, man, I want to try that game. And it said the demo was out and you got to download it through Steam. So please tell us a little bit about this game, because I don't know anything about it, but I know you were very excited to talk about it.
Yeah, so I was able to play the demo for the game called The Alters, and this is from 11-Bit Studios, who you may know worked on This War of Mine and a very popular game, Frostpunk. And similar to Frostpunk, where you are managing a city as a city builder, however, you're also choosing between different policies for that city that will impact, you know, the gameplay and the way that the residents of that city feel about you and your leadership. This game is a survival game, but you're also managing this group of people who are quote unquote alters. And I'll get into what that means in a second. Your relationship with each of them is really the most interesting thing for me. But you're also running down to this planet that you've crash landed on. You're gathering materials, you're building fast travel points, and, you know, looking for harvest areas and grabbing metal and organics, and also this substance that you've been sent, well, your original crew has been sent to go harvest, which is called rapidium. And rapidium is this new phenomenon, it's a new substance that can speed up the organic growth of different organisms. And it could do anything from making crops that grow in minutes rather than hours or days or months, all the way to, you know, growing artificial or organic limbs for people who have lost limbs, or potentially replacement organs for people who need them. And then you can obviously extrapolate that it can grow human beings and therefore, you know, clone people. And this is sort of the major mechanic in the game, where you are playing the man named Jan Dolsky, and he is the sole survivor of this crash on this planet. But in order to get going or outrun the sun, which is the ultimate threat in this game that I've noticed so far, at least, he needs to get the station up and running so it can move across this planet's surface, but he can't do it alone. And so he calls back to the base on what I'm assuming is our current Earth in order to get some help. And at that base, they let him know, hey, go ahead and make an altar. And he has to choose a memory throughout his life path to alter. And instead of going away to school, he stays home and stays with his mom and becomes a mechanic instead of going to university and all this stuff. So then this alter is a better technician and can repair all of the broken parts on the ship way better than the original Jan can. And so he wakes up this new alter. They have a conversation. They both freak out a little bit, but then they figure out, like, hey, we're both going to die if we don't get our stuff together, so let's just solve our problems later. But it's really interesting, because eventually, once they get the ship back up and running and they're no longer being threatened by the sunrise, then they can get into their relationship and figure out, okay, who am I now? The altar has lots of questions. Jan has lots of questions for home base, so the people who sent them on this mission to begin with. There's this larger mystery of, you know, how intentional was the memory pattern and everything that the people who sent you on this mission set up. They clearly had this as a contingency. And it's very interesting, because there's a ton of intrigue about what you're actually doing out here, what they're actually trying to harvest the rapidium to do. But then there's also this really sweet and very, very nuanced relationship that you have with your altar. And then, as you can imagine, more altars to come as you need more and more functions. So it's really, really interesting. It's cool how they envision the life path, and how, you know, if you choose to stay at university instead of going to get a corporate job, maybe you'd become a scientist, and then that altar would have different abilities. That one could grow food faster. Or if you end up staying with your wife instead of the two of you splitting up, then maybe that one has, you know, more caring aspects and can be a better healer or doctor on the team. Like, there's different ways that you diverge from your life path and therefore have different skill sets. And there's relationships between all of these alters, not just the main character and the one you're talking to at the time. So if you like a game like a Mass Effect, or where you're managing your party's dynamics and they all have an opinion on the choices you make as the leader of this crew, it's really interesting, and I think you would enjoy it. But there's also that fun, you know, space station management sim, right? Where you're running out and doing harvest runs and, you know, setting up your ship. And it's a really nice, satisfying grid system that snaps together, where you lay out all of the different modules on your ship. And again, constantly trying to outrun the sun and get more and more resources for this growing crew of alters to ultimately launch yourself back to Earth and figure out what happens after that. So it really hooked me, and the demo was only about 2 hours long, but I'm already like,
oh, I was gonna ask that question about like how long was the demo. Oh, that's pretty good, 2 hours. That's
great. Could of course go back and replay different conversations to see if there's more depth to it, but at the end of the demo, mm-hmm. I got a notification to submit a survey, and the type of feedback they were requesting, it seems like they do still have quite a bit more tweaking to do, different aspects of the game that may take more or less focus from the dev team to get it out the door. Officially, their release is for 2024, and they haven't given more detail than that. So, you know, I'm sure the folks at 11-Bit Studios will take their time. They've released two bangers before. I don't have any doubt that they'll do it again. And I always lean on the side of take as much time as you need. But the first time we saw this was a reveal at the PC Gaming Show in 2022. So I'm hoping that they're close to done, but I really do appreciate them taking the extra time to make sure it's really balanced and giving the players what they think is interesting. And this is, it's also coming out on PlayStation 5, PC, and Xbox Series X and S. So it looks incredible. Like the fidelity is really, really impressive for, you know, what I'm assuming is a small team. So I'm anticipating this quite a bit. I think it may be number one anticipated for me now after playing a little bit of it. It's surpassed a couple games that we've already seen a little bit of, like Assassin's Creed and Astrobot. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to the full release. But if you haven't checked out the demo yet, it's free. Go ahead and give it a shot on Steam.
Yeah, and this is not highly recommended to play on the Steam Deck, because I noticed your Steam Deck is really
hot. I had to put an ice pack on it.
Yeah.
To get through it.
Yeah, it's not recommended,
on the Steam Deck, but if you have the PC set up, I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Awesome. Now, I know there was two other games that you got to check out. I didn't have the opportunity to check out these games during Summer Game Fest because my schedule was just crazy. So now, very quickly, I know you got to check out PlayStation games, right? One was Astrobot, the second game, right? And the other one is the Lego Horizon game that's also coming out on PlayStation 5 and I believe Nintendo Switch and PC. Yeah.
Technically,
so Windows. Which one you would like to start? Yeah, I know, right? No Xbox, but it's good. This at least is coming up for the Switch, which is crazy, right? First time a PlayStation game is going to be on a Switch. That's
interesting. So. And Guerrilla Games is obviously heavily involved in this, but I think the primary studio is Studio Gobo, which I have not played Lego games before, but they have made such a masterpiece out of this Lego Horizon. Treatment, and I was absolutely blown away by the visuals and the style and the humor. So I've played both of the Horizon games for Brennan West and Zero Dawn, and I know that it's not really known as a funny game. So a lot of people may think like, oh, Lego games are very humorous and tongue-in-cheek, and it may not seem like a really easy fit, but truthfully they did it so masterfully. And it's from the very first moments playing this game, like you get the sense that this Aloy is a little different than the one from the PlayStation Horizon games. She's making jokes, and so are all of the people around her, and they land. I laughed out loud several times during my time with this. I played for about an hour, and really enjoyed the humor and the writing. Very colorful, and the Lego setting is absolutely gorgeous. The amount of detail they're able to get in these Lego games is beyond me. Like if you look closely as the light shines on different surfaces, like let's say the ground, you can sometimes see a thumbprint on one of the Legos where it really looks like somebody truly put this together as a Lego set and is playing with it, and it's coming to life in their imagination. It's just absolutely gorgeous. So what's interesting about the Horizon Adventures is they had to find a way to make the enemy combat translate between, 3D space to a top-down space. And if you've played Horizon, you know that there's these robot monsters, and they have different breakpoints, and they sometimes break off different pieces of it to take them apart little by little. And they applied that with like a Lego spin really well. Although it's 2D, it still feels like you're playing a Horizon combat, which is very impressive. And they also have all of the things that I'm sure people who are longtime LEGO game fans are very familiar with, where, you know, there's the different costumes you can put on your characters. There's a hub world where you can customize it with different things from across the LEGO universe, and of course different things from Horizon. And then there's stuff that, like, just random, where you can run around as one of the characters in a hot dog suit, right? Like, there's that absurdity that mm-hmm. that's very fun. This is up to two players at the same time on the screen, and you can choose from four different characters from the Horizon universe to play. The first two are unlocked pretty early, and the last two unlock as you progress the story. And yeah, it's the story so far. It followed Zero Dawn pretty beat for beat, but of course condensed and with that LEGO charm, that LEGO humor. And I thought it was really fun. It was a good time, and you know, I'd highly recommend it to anybody who likes that sort of adventure game with, you know, very low stakes. It has an easy to understand combat, but a very high ceiling if you want to get very detailed in your loadout and everything. But the RPG mechanics are very seriously pared down. It's if you get X number of XP, then you get a new health bar tick added to your current health bar or something like that. Like, it's not there's no decision trees in the RPG mechanics at all.
Well, can I ask you a question about that game very quick? So, was there any demos of the Switch version? It was all PlayStation 5?
All I saw was PlayStation at the Summer Game Fest setup.
Okay, that's fair. Also, does it feel like, I know you said graphically it looked like the Horizon game, but like the music or stuff like that, is it very similar to the original games?
No, because it feels more LEGO than Horizon in that way. Mm-hmm. I would very much say that this is a LEGO game with a Horizon skin, but they did really well at making that skin feel organic, feel natural. So the music has, you know, the music, the visuals, all of that has flavors of Horizon, but it does absolutely still have that LEGO fun and humor and lightheartedness to it.
Oh, okay. Awesome. And also, did you get to play co-op
with Andy or Brittany? I got to play with the developer.
How was that with playing co-op?
Really funny. So there's one mechanic where you can essentially fire an arrow through fire an arrow through fire. You can launch an arrow, and if it happens to pass over, let's say, a bonfire, that arrow will ignite and can then ignite anything that it hits, so it can start fires basically. And this can be used to do all kinds of stuff. One of the cool things that I saw was it can burn some vines away, and then it reveals a walking path or a climbing path, and you can go get a little chest up at the top of the path. But one thing that I did not realize is that you could absolutely set fire to your co-op partner. It's really interesting combat. Like, when you have a co-op partner or when you don't, you could always throw enemies at different hazards, like spikes or fire. You could throw a rock at an enemy if you run out of arrows or something, or you could throw an enemy at another enemy and they bounce off each other. And it's really funny and quite effective, actually. So you could do some pretty interesting combos where if you and your co-op partner coordinated enough, they could throw an enemy into a hazard, and then you could, you know, blow it up with a bomb, and then you both kind of made a little combo to take care of that. Yeah.
Awesome. That's cool. Really, really cool. And I believe that game is coming out later this year, correct?
LEGO Horizon Adventures is out. Hold on.
I believe holiday of this year.
Release date.
I believe so.
Holiday 2024. That's all we got. Announced in June.
Yeah. See, I remember.
Very vague, but
all right.
Couple months.
So the the last game that we're going to be talking about, Astrobot.
Yeah, did you play Astrobot?
No, I didn't get the chance to play any PlayStation games during Summer Game Fest.
Well, I think you would love this game. So If you're not familiar with Astrobot, the history of it is very cute. This was essentially a tech demo for the PlayStation, and it was called Astrobot Rescue Mission, and for PlayStation VR. And it's one of those things that it was so good that everybody started talking about it, and people who weren't even really interested in PlayStation VR or didn't have PS4s still wanted to hear about this game. So it won a game award for best VR game, even though it's a tech demo. So it tells you how quality it was. And this character, Astrobot, is just the cutest little muffin. Like he, I don't know why I'm gendering him. I think it's a he, but he has become a bit of a mascot for Sony and PlayStation. So this game really came because the character and the original demo were just so resonant, and people loved them so much. So Team Asobi has teamed up with Japan Studio to make this Astrobot proper game. And it's all of the best things of a platformer. Like it has really cool characters. The action is fun and intuitive. The DualSense integration is really, really inspired, and it feels like I understand now why you have to play this game with the Sony controller and it can't work anywhere else. The boss fights are really imaginative and very creative and really challenging. There's like speed run levels that have really challenging platforming challenges. I'm saying challenge too much. They have really challenging platforming areas. And when you look at just the scale of the map, the overworld, when you know you're flying around and picking the next level you want to play, it is a massive, massive game. And quite honestly, I don't know what we did to deserve this, because it's maybe one of the best action platformers I've ever played. And I don't say that lightly. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow. Because I love the first. I love the first game.
It's so cute.
It was so much fun. And that's where you could get to check out like the features of the PlayStation 5, you know,
and
all that stuff.
And they really do lean into being part of this PlayStation universe. Like, you know, there's secrets, there's lots of replayability and challenges, as I said. But the difficulty ramps up really, really well. It starts off like very low stakes. You're just, you know, cruising around this cute little beach town, and you're finding little hidden areas. And if you get, you know, the little hidden Astro characters, they will unlock different Sony character skins for you. So you can unlock a Journey skin, or you can unlock a Horizon skin, or you can unlock an entire new level where you can like get Atreus and the God of War characters. And it's just really interesting how they've integrated all of that, but then also come up with all of these really new takes on bosses and enemies and worlds, where you have different level ups for your little Astrobot. Like there's one level where you can unlock gloves that are frogs. Sounds weird, but they essentially, you can bungee punch and grab on to different pillars to swing around. You can also use that to bungee punch an enemy in the face. There's this giant octopus that's like spitting stuff at you. So there's really cool mechanics like that. There's another power up that you can get that lets you freeze time or slow down time, so you can quickly run across a platform that's moving really fast when it's in real time. So they have fun little ways to play on the mechanics of the action and the platforming that you unlock with your little bot in each level. And yeah, it's just done really well. It's honestly the biggest surprise of Summer Game Fest for me.
That's cool. You know, a lot of people are comparing this to like Mario Galaxy, like that type of
absolutely.
Yeah. Have you played Mario Galaxy before?
In those ranks. Now, obviously, we haven't seen the full game, so jury's out on whether or not it is as good or better. But it's in contention for sure. Yeah.
Oh, awesome! Good to know. Wow, there's like fireworks outside or all kinds of stuff. So I don't know if you hear in the background. Yep. All right. Anything else, Ree, besides that? Actually, what's new with you?
Before we wrap it up. One of the games I will want to give a quick honorable mention is 1000X Resist. Let me pull up the info for it so I can give you guys more details. But this is a side of like a sci-fi adventure game. You're I don't want to give too much detail because it truly is, you're unraveling a mystery once again, and I like those types of games, but it came out in May, and I played it on the Steam Deck. It's great on Steam Deck. It's from the developer Sunset Visitor, and it's available on Steam, but also Switch, and I would highly recommend anybody who likes sci-fi or, you know, alternate universes or, you know, sort of mind-bendy things to check it out. It is a little creepy, but not too scary for me. So that mean probably anybody could play it. And yeah, there's not a ton of action. It's really more puzzling and, you know, environmental storytelling and, you know, unlocking this world and figuring out what the heck is going on. And it's very cool. Very, very cool. Other stuff that's going on with me. I don't know. We're just getting ready to go visit family with the baby. So it'll be her first time meeting lots of cousins and tías and tíos and her grandmother and grandfather down in Florida. And it's our first time flying to Miami with baby. So technically, I think this is her longest plane ride coming up. And she's just shy of 8 months old now. She's got 10 days before her 8 month anniversary of being born, so it'll be interesting to see how she does. She's a little bit more mobile than the last time we flew, so she's probably going to be squirming and wiggling around, but we'll figure out how to keep her calm on the flight. And yeah, it should be a fun visit. We'll see how she does in the heat. It's gonna be the hottest weekend she might ever have, but yeah, I'm sure it'll be great.
Thanks for you for the preview and everything. It was a lot of fun getting these hands-on impressions of all these games that's coming out later this year. So many really games cool out,
and they're so great. And you know, this is going to be such an interesting year. I know we had a lot of bangers in especially the second half of 2023.
Yes, yes.
But 2024 is not letting us down. I got to say, I'm impressed with how we've been able to keep up this momentum of really great releases. And in spite of the fact that the industry is really going through a tough time, I'm very happy to still see wins because it's important, right? You want to be able to have the inspiration to keep going.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone, make sure to follow Rihanna at Rihanna Tweets Now on X, formerly known as Twitter. She's there posting all kinds of cool stuff there. So, and also check out the podcast, What's Good Games, and also our podcast, the Danny Rihanna Show. We release it every Wednesday or so. I can't wait for our next episode. It's going to be very, very interesting. We do talk about gaming, but we talk a lot of stuff that is not games at all. So,
we get very intimate.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, yeah, for sure. All right, guys, before I wrap it up, I'm going to play this audio that I recorded about the new low-free edge keyboard that I've been testing out now on my PC and also on my Android device. And listen to it right now, and we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
What up, Gamertag Radio listeners? This segment right now is I'm going to be reviewing, and I'm not reviewing, but more like talking about this new keyboard that I received actually over a month ago. I've been using this now. It's the Low Free Edge. Go right now to the description if you want more information about this. But this is the most quiet and also the thinnest keyboard that I ever seen. I know they had a Kickstarter campaign, which ended a while back, but this is very, very cool, man. I just love the design. The quality is so, so good. I love this is small and great to take it on the go. You know me, guys. I love to bring my handhelds, you know, my Steam Deck, my Switch, but sometimes I like to do work, so I could take this with me with a tablet, with my laptop, or I could use this also with my Samsung Fold Z5 phone where, I could open it up, the screen. I could also connect it to my computer if I really want to use mouse and keyboard. But let's say I'm on the go, I could use this via Bluetooth or I could connect it directly to the phone and I could type, and it's great. this is great for on the go travel. You know me, like right now in a couple of days, I'm actually going to Miami and I'm actually planning to take this with me so I could do, you know, a couple of things over there, work related stuff. But yeah, this is really great. And I know I've seen videos online of people that use this also for gaming. Look, I'm not a mouse and keyboard type of guy, you know, but every person that I checked out online via either blogs or YouTube videos or even social media, they like this for gaming too, you know, but a lot of them will prefer to connect this directly to the computer, you know, doing wires, wired instead of Bluetooth. But this is really, really cool. Now I'm going to touch the keyboard so you guys can hear the sound. So you can see how low this thing is, man. So I don't know if you can hear it, but it's very, very quiet. So this is great for my PC, for my Mac. Awesome. Now, this is very, very thin. I was not expecting this to be very, very thin. So now I have to say one thing that I'm a little bit disappointed, just a little bit, is the lighting in this. You know, typically, I like to, you know, in the middle of the night, I like to just have my lights off and just work, you know, and I have my other keyboard that I have, you know, has lights. This one has very thin lights. I get why they did that. It's more to save battery life so it could last longer. Actually, this battery life could last, let's say, 130 hours without no lights on. If you do have the lights on, it might last like around 10 hours or so, but it charges really, really fast. I think it took me like what, two to three hours, and then that's how long it lasts. 130 hours, that's a very, very long time for you. So, and that's without the lights on. So I get why the lights are not very bright compared to other keyboards, but I'm fine with it. I think it's all good. So now people are going to ask, Danny, how much is this keyboard? I know when this was on the Kickstarter campaign, it was $150 plus shipping. It ended back in May. I don't know when exactly it's going to be out, but I think you could buy it right now on the official website. If you go to lowfree.co, that's lowfree.co. You could go to the lowfree.co website. It's going to be there. But I know they did have a Kickstarter campaign back in May ended, and it got fully, fully supportive. It was a huge success. I think people are going to love this keyboard. You could use this wirelessly or wired. So if you're a gamer, this could be an opportunity for you to, you know, if you, let's say you have your laptop and you need something on the go, this would be perfect for you to play. This is the thinnest, and also it's very, very light, and I love how smooth it is. I'm going to be taking pictures on my social media so you guys could see it. But look, Lowfree has a lot of great keyboards, and this is like the newest model. So go right now, check it out. I know they're planning to probably going to have this very soon on their website. Again, lowfree.co. Go over there. But yeah, I really, really enjoy this keyboard. I think it's highly, highly recommended for you guys. If you want to, you know, take it out there, if you just want to try out some new keyboards. I know people sometimes ask me like, hey, Danny, can I use other keyboards? What would I recommend? This could be it right here. And again, this is very easy to also to customize too, because I know a lot of you guys just like, especially for gamers, you like to have your buttons customized, especially for like first person shooters and stuff like that. This is the keyboard for you to try out, which is easy to switch and everything like that. So, but I do want to say thanks to Lowfree, the team over there at Lowfree, for sending me this keyboard. I can't wait to try this more. And look, I love mobile gaming, so like right now, I've been playing that a lot, you know, and you know, sometimes when I'm on the go, this is like the perfect device for me to type. If, you know, I don't want to type on the key on the screen, connect this via Bluetooth to my device and I'm good on the go. So, but I would just want to say thank you so much for sending me this, and everybody go right now to the official website for more information on the Lowfree Edge.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to this episode of Gamertag Radio. Once again, thanks to Rihanna for joining me on this episode. And yeah, make sure to follow her and everything. So, all right, guys, we'll be back next week. Hopefully, by the time we come back, we have more content and also maybe like a live recording. We haven't done it in a couple of weeks. So stay tuned. And until next time, we're out. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.